Well, fresh from its feud with Google and Facebook, the Australian government's next battle might be with the giant television streaming services. A policy proposal would force the likes of Disney and Netflix to spend a fixed proportion of their income on Australian content. But how much should they spend? The Communications Minister says 5% of their Australian income is a reasonable starting point, but some in the industry argue that's too low and lets the streaming giants off the hook. Mario Christodoulou reports.
Suzanne Ryan is the chief executive of SLR Productions, the company behind children's shows like Guess How Much I Love You.
I love summer!
And Captain Flynn and the Pirate Dinosaurs.
That's too late, young pipsqueak pirates!
But she says demand for new children's TV in Australia has been drying up this year, and she puts it down to the Australian government's decision to remove the requirement for commercial networks to air locally made children's content.
The commercial free-to-air broadcasters have all but ceased commissioning children's programming. Our company has seen the effect of that.
Up until this year, commercial networks had to air at least 260 hours of children's programs annually. But that requirement was removed. The government instead wants to see more content on streaming services and has a proposed policy currently out for discussion which would force the likes of Disney and Netflix to do just that. Suzanne Ryan says it's a matter of survival for the industry.
With an Australian marketplace that has shrunk so much, we need to grow our marketplace.
In Australia, streamers like Disney, Netflix and Amazon Prime Video bring in an estimated $2 billion each year, and it's growing. The government's proposed policy would be to potentially siphon off some of those millions for Australian content. The communications minister is Paul Fletcher.
What we want to see is Australian content on the streaming platforms, just as we see Australian content on free-to-air television and subscription television.
One central bone of contention is the amount that the streamers will need to contribute. Paul Fletcher says a starting point would be 5%, but that's well below what other countries have mandated around the world.
We have proposed that the spend requirement for subscription television should be set at 5%, and that might be a reasonable benchmark for what could be appropriate for streaming video on demand services.
Do you think that 5% is really adequate? I know that countries like France have a much higher proportion, somewhere in the vicinity of 25%. Is 5% potentially letting them off a bit easy?
Well, again, this is one of the issues that we're seeking feedback on. What we want to do is strike the right balance so that we have regulation which is effective but not overly prescriptive.
Look, I think it wouldn't be enough.
Matthew Diener is the chief executive of Screen Producers Australia, which represents Australia's television and film industry. He has not arrived at an alternative to the 5% figure, but says it would have to be in the double digits.
There needs to be a far greater investment than 5%.
PM asked overseas streaming companies about the proposals. A spokesman from Amazon said it already has a host of Australian content with plans to grow its catalogue further. A spokesman from Netflix says the company also invests heavily in Australian programs, including children's programming, with around $110 million invested since 2016. Disney did not respond to PM's questions.
Mario Christodoulou with that report.